Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Happy Saturday. Hope you guys are having a great weekend so far. Today on my show, Renee will be joining me as she talks about her 40-day challenge. She's just completed her 40-day challenge, so she'll be discussing what that entailed. So enjoy.
Hello,
how are you? Yeah, good. How you been?
Yeah, good. Tired because I've been very busy, but yeah. That's okay.
Been a busy week for you?
Massive.
Naz, thank you for coming back onto my podcast, Joanne. So I brought you back on today because you have recently completed your 40-day challenge. Congratulations, by the way.
How do you feel? Amazing, like so strong, a bit tired, but yeah, got there in the end.
That's great. And because your 40-day challenge, it's not easy for you, and that was your first real challenge that you've taken on. So can you tell the audience a little bit about what the 40-day challenge is?
So the 40 days is physical challenge and mindset challenge. So they both go hand in hand together, because if you just get the physical, yeah, it's good with the results, but you want that full transformation with mind, body, spirit all together. So we focus on gaining more muscle or your fitness goal, working out your calories. So I was on 224 calories. Drinking a lot of water, making sure I'm eating enough protein, and also watching my mindset videos every day as well.
Oh, no, that's fantastic, Ren. And look, it's great that you've taken on this challenge. And how do you think you've gone in terms of the challenge? Do you feel like you've taken a before and after photo, obviously, but do you feel like you can see the difference now since when you first started to now?
I feel a lot stronger. I'm lifting heavier, and just overall mentally, I feel a lot more clearer in the mind. It's just a full transformation. There's a lot that I learned in the 40 days that I'm going to continue throughout, little habits throughout my whole life and every single day as well.
Wow. No, I think that's incredible, Randy. And, you know, good on you because 40-day challenge, I'm sure it wasn't easy, and I'm sure you had to change up your food intake and what you had to eat and all that stuff as well. Am I correct?
Yes. Just everything. Just preparing for the 40 days ahead and preparing for each day ahead, because if you don't prepare, then you're setting yourself up to fail. So you're just cancelling that out. So being prepared, keeping on top of it, you're preparing to succeed.
Yeah. And before we dive into the mental aspect of what it was like, so what did your food intake consist of during the 40 days?
I was eating around 224 calories, so I was in a surplus. And for that, being in surplus is gaining more, but trying to gain more muscle, because muscle is easier to put on than to lose fat. Yeah. So I was in a surplus, and then making sure I was hitting my carbs, my protein, and my fats, and not going over, because that can also alter your results as well. So try and stick on par with everything that you're eating, consuming, and writing that all down.
So because you're trying to put on muscle more so, do you have to eat like a lot of meat and stuff? Or not like...
It's just protein. So protein, sleep and water is the most important part.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's great. That's great, Renny. And look, because I see you all the time, you know, like I could tell definitely when I saw you last that there was a huge difference in how you looked now.
Thank you.
Just by, yeah, like easily. And I think mentally you feel much better now, don't you?
Oh, yeah, much clearer with like my decision making and everything in front of me.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about the mental aspect of it all. There's a lot that, like, working out is one thing, but it's also about training your mind to physically, day in and day out, want to achieve the goal that you need to.
Well, people always say to me, like, how do you find the motivation? And I just want to say motivation, like, it's all BS. It's all bullshit. It's all about self-discipline and getting into routine and creating healthier habits. So it's like brushing your teeth. Once you set intentions in place, you follow through with that. And again, finding what works with you, like for you, it might be going for a runs, it could be going for walks, could be Pilates, could be yoga. And people go through different seasons as well. Like, I know I'm hustling pretty hard at the gym now, but there might be another time of me where I want to take the month off the gym and then focus on yoga for a full month. And it's okay to try different things and see what fits in and what brings you up with your lifestyle, because you don't want to put all this pressure on yourself, but as well you want to like have realistic goals as well. And with the mindset part of things at the gym, I feel like I resonate a lot to it, like everything that was said with the mindful videos and things that just makes us zoom out on what is actually going on. Like, we think the littlest thing that can happen to us, or we see something on social media and we're always comparing one another, or, you know, feeling jealousy and things. And it's about retraining your mindset. What's the word for it? Yeah, retraining on how you think and your perception on what life is or what a certain feeling is, and then incorporating that into your life. So another strong quote that I've been loving at the moment is observe, not absorb.
I like that.
Yeah, so I don't think you've heard me say that. So
no, that's a new one.
If a situation hits home or you're triggered by something, just take a deep breath and then just say to yourself, observe, okay, yes, that's going on, and then just don't absorb. Like, it's hard with your mind, like your mind can play tricks on you, but navigating it through that way, like observing situations and not taking that on board, or versus what you can control. Like, people want to, you know, if something doesn't go their way or they're struggling with something, they're like, why is this happening to me? Why me playing the victim all the time? Turning it around and saying, what can I learn from this? How can I do better? It's always learning and finding what you can learn in those challenging times. So, for example, let's just say, like, if I'm on flight clothes and someone runs up to me, oh, like, I've missed my flight, what am I going to do? Like, they have a full-on meltdown because they're absorbed in that situation. Rather, on going on the attack side, say, like saying, okay, accept the situation on what's happened, what can I learn from this, and what can I do to take those steps to get home or get to where I need to be. And sometimes I do honestly say that to people. I'll be like, take a breath. You're going to go through worse situations than this in your life.
Yeah.
But what can you take away from this? It's only a small snippet moment of your life. What can you take away from this? What can you learn from it? And then what are we going to do to rectify this problem? How are we going to move forward? Let's sort something out. And then, like, once they say, okay, that's happened, they've accepted on what's happened, and then what they can take away from that, and then going forward as well. So that's a lot of mindset that was going on as well in the videos, was playing the victim all the time, blaming other people, blaming situations, where just accepting on what's in front of you and what to learn from it and how to grow and what are the next steps to go where you need to be. Yeah.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
And Have you always had that mindset approach?
No, I've just recently found that out. Like, I've recently started training my brain on how I react to certain things. So one of the challenges in the mental challenge for a day was see, like, little things that pop up in your day and your nervous system going up and down. And, yeah, like, how you react to certain problems or certain situations. Someone might come up to you and say something. Are you going to react? How are you going to respond? Do you need to take it on, or does that stuff really matter? And, like, really being intuitive and aware on your situations and things and challenges throughout your day as well. So being really aware.
Wow. Yeah. No, I love that. I love that. And yeah, when you're at the gym, you because you do a class, don't you? You do like
a, yeah, I like group session. Training. So it's, yep, a mixture between, like, normally I focus more on strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have days when you're like, when you're with your group of people and someone feels unmotivated, do you like,
yeah, and I go up to them and I'm like, oh, come on, let's go, let's do it together. All the coaches normally come over and egg us on, so it's always a good energy and a good good energy, I should say, in the gym. It's just, yeah,
what's the key to keep bringing about positive energy when you are at a workout session with a group of people and your gym trainers?
Like, what do I bring?
What advice do your gym instructors give you?
They just cheer us on. They'll be like, come on, Ren, like, one more set, or come on, guys, let's do it. Or they just, yeah, turn up the music or put a more upbeat song on or something. Yeah, that makes such a difference when they do that. I love that.
Well, music's always the key, isn't it?
Yeah. And
yep.
Go.
Oh, yeah. So, compare yourself to where you are at now, like both physically and mentally. I'm sure you must feel a lot better than what you have before. When you feel mentally strong, does that give you a clear vision of what you want out of life?
Yeah, it. You stop playing the victim and you start standing up. And you start to grow and evolve into, like, being you, like, a better you every day. You try and it's a way of, like, finding yourself, I guess, and accepting on situations and things, and not getting too hung up on the past, and just growing up, I guess, and taking responsibility and growing and learning. Knowledge is progress, so never stop your knowledge, never stop giving it your all. If you're scared about joining the gym, like, honestly, don't. Like, people go, oh, I'm like too unco, or everyone's looking at me, this and that. I promise you, no one's looking at you, no one's judging you, everyone's just there focusing on themselves. And if you don't know where to start, feel free to, like, inbox me, and I'm happy to have a chat and tell you, like, my journey and how I started. I did start the gym at, like, a low point in my life. I was going through a really tough time dealing with, I'm not going to go into it. It's just a really, really hard time. Yeah. And I feel like putting all my energy into myself and the gym, it's just rippled effects into my life and positive energy outwards. And it's so easy to get caught up in certain things like work or relationships and stuff, and you start to have a point where you lose yourself, or, like, you're doing things for other people and then you start to resent a certain thing or that person. It's really important to come back to yourself and just really tune in and say, hang on a second, what do I need? And fill up your cup, because if you have an empty cup, then you're going to have resentment, and it's not going to, you're not going to live your best life. You're going to cut yourself short, and life is too short for that.
Yeah, 100% agree. 100% agree. And, like, going back to body image, like, you made a good point, you know, like, some people might be scared. I think not so much as men, maybe men to an extent, but also women. Yeah. Like, when they first start out the gym, they're not happy with how they look.
Yeah, you know? Well, just come in, have fun, and, you know, you'll start to see little changes even the end of your first week or the second week. So yeah, just inbox me. Let's train together. So much fun.
Because a lot of people have issue with body images of how they look, and it's a ripple effect. Because
is that you, Daniel, too?
Yeah, to an extent, to be honest with you. And like when they look at themselves in the mirror, they're not happy with how they look. And that's also a mental thing as well, because if you're not happy with how you look, then you go about life thinking, oh, you feel undesirable, you feel unwanted, sort of thing. What's some piece of advice that you can give to people who feel that way or look that way?
For one, not be so hard on yourself. You live in a harsh, hard world. There's too much going on in the world as it is, so just take that pressure off. And again, like, setting yourself a small goal, if you want to lose some weight, to feel confident in the summer or confident in that jeans, or you know, it just start the gym.
Yeah.
Change your life. Change how you feel, change your life.
And it's like a therapy session when you go into the gym.
Oh, it's my morning meditation.
Like you forget about what's going on in your life.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and you're focusing.
Yeah. No, I think that's wonderful. I think that's wonderful, Ren. And look, what's next for you? So you've completed your 40-day challenge. You've done your before and after pics, which you'll post on Instagram soon. What's next for you? You've completed the 40-day challenge. You're feeling good. What's a new challenge you'd like to take on in life?
Great question. Like, when one of these challenges or a group challenge comes up with the gym, I'm going to put my hand up for it. As well as, doing this challenge again. And like setting new little goals, like being more stricter when it comes with chocolate and things like that.
Yeah.
Learning more about the skin, about the body. Like I'm going away for 2 weeks, so I said to myself, I'm trying to spend less time on social media. I want to complete 2 books.
Yeah.
And I don't know, start stepping up in my career. I feel like I'm growing and it's time for me to pull up my stocks and go somewhere. So that's where I'm putting all my focus and energy at the moment.
No, that's wonderful, Ren. And look, Renny, I do thank you for your time. I know I caught you at like a busy time of the day. So I do thank you for coming on and talking a little bit about your 40-day journey. And if anyone who is listening to this podcast wants to take on a new challenge, wants to start joining up a gym, hit up Renee on her socials.
Or Transform 40.
Or Transform 40. You know, if you guys want to, it all starts with the mindset. If you, waking up in the morning, knowing what you want, finding a goal in life, because I feel like everyone needs a goal in life. Everyone needs a new challenge in order to feel good, in order to, you know, sort of thing. You want it all to feel good, to look good, and to be inspired. And I think inspiration comes from a lot of different things. So find your inspiration, find your goal, and then go out and achieve it. Thank you.
So when are you going to start the 40-day challenge?
Soon. Well, right now I'm in the progress of walking as much as I can every day and eating less. Because I know I say that all the time, but I have been eating less and I have been watching what I eat, especially the soft drink. Soft drink is...
And white bread,
yes, yeah. Man, when it comes to soft drink, I think that's been my addiction for a long, long time. And I think that's been the hardest thing for me, cutting out soft drinks. That hasn't been easy for me, but, you know, and it's like you with chocolate. Chocolate was your thing too, wasn't it? It still is your thing, but you've learned to cut that off completely. Well, not completely, like just small doses, in small doses, pretty much.
Yeah.
But it's all, as I said, guys, it comes down to the mindset. If you put your mind to anything, you can achieve anything in life, really.
That's it.
There's no There's no limit to what you can achieve if you put your mind to it.
You can achieve anything.
That's correct. Thank you, Rennie, for your time. And thank you.
Thank you. I have a feeling that you're going to like put yourself into a marathon or something this year and you're going to complete it. I'm just putting it out there.
Are you putting it out there or signing me up for one?
Both. I just want to just take a second and just finish up on this.
Yeah. What is this? Down comes. Letting go to the way things are. What is this?
I just had to add it.
I like the sound effect.
Well, thank you for having me on. And again, anyone that's scared to like join the gym, just message me. Don't be scared. Life's too short.
Exactly right. Thank you, guys. And make sure to follow me on Wise Words with Dan, Facebook, Instagram. Go on Spotify. Follow me, guys. Please feel free to share with your friends. More episodes to come very soon. Thank you, Rennie, for your time.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend, everybody.